I have my go-to equipment for walking, including both a pair of binoculars and a small, aging, cracked lens camera I really need to upgrade. During the winter, when so much of my rambling is near ponds and the ocean looking for waterfowl, I usually throw my spotting scope over my shoulder as well. But when the ducks migrate, my scope goes into its own form of hibernation. I broke it out this week earlier than I expected to. I took a walk at Scituate's Driftway Conservation Park heading for the A.J. McGeckern Memorial Trail one sunny morning when I was struck by the beautiful amounts of mud along the banks of the Herring River. Without binoculars, I could pick out tiny bits of movement in forms bigger than the crabs that usually meander the edges. With binocs, I could see specific species of shorebirds. But as we can see about 30 or so species in migration, I thought the time had come to break my spotting scope out of its slumber and get some positive IDs. And there they were. There were multitudes of semi-palmated plovers and semi-palmated sandpipers. I found two least sandpipers almost at my feet. From the wooden pier, I made out several greater yellowlegs in the distance. Deep in the marsh grasses, hundreds of yards away, several heads arose. Great blue herons, 12 of them, had joined great egrets and snowy egrets in staging for migration. The great blues may not go very far, if they leave at all, but they know where the best food is bound to be. The egrets, though, will be gone before October is done, though many may linger if we remain on this historic heat pattern into the fall. I always feel guilty about reporting the beginning of fall migration in midsummer, especially when we've had such a trying season, but it is what it is. The natural world isn't going to stop to suit our whims, a fact that should be pretty apparent to us all by now. I think when all is said and done, we'll be looking back at the summer of 2023 as one for the ages. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.